I was imagining this little conversation going on between Jesus and Luke in the kingdom of heaven right now. Luke, Jesus is saying, what in God's name were you thinking? I didn't think you'd actually write this stuff down. You're going to give these people a heart attack. Come on, you must hate your father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, renounce all your possessions, carry your own cross. And Luke would respond, well, if you didn't say it, Jesus, how am I supposed to know what you wanted me to write down? And it would go on. But you know what? I doubt that that conversation has ever, is, or will ever take place. Here's really, I think, what's going on up there right now. Well, Luke, they're doing it again. I just wanted to get their attention. They just weren't getting it. I mean, I gave them everything they needed to be happy. They just didn't realize it. They just hadn't tapped into it. What was I supposed to do? But it certainly got their attention, didn't it? I mean, I've given them every bit of courage they need to stand in my name before anyone for what is right, what is good, what is holy. Even if people hated him for it, the kind of courage that would put the relationship with me ahead of any other relationship in their lives and realize then that it would make every other relationship even better. The courage to love me more than they loved any person in the world. The courage they needed to let go of any relationship that kept them from living the gospel. And I gave them strength. Strength to carry their cross every day. I gave them the strength to forgive when there was absolutely no reason to forgive, when retaliation would have made so much more sense. I gave them the strength to keep going for my sake when they'd rather give up. The strength to live justly when it would have been so much easier and a heck of a lot more fun to live selfishly. The strength to stand up for the poor, for the weak, for the bullied when everyone else forgives them. You know, possessions, they've just got a way of seeming so permanent, so important, so crucial, when so often they just get in our way. They cloud what really matters, and they pretend to give joy, but it's so fleeting to what I can give. How many times did I teach them that the things get in the way of me and dared them to give it up if they did? Luke, don't they know? Don't they know that I've given them the Holy Spirit just like I gave it to you and everybody else who's ever believed in my name? You remember St. Paul. Remember him when he was in jail and his friend Onesimus, the slave, he was already in jail for preaching my message. And then one day he broke every social taboo and welcomed this slave as his very own son. He loved him, and people hated him for it. They didn't get it. But he had the courage to send him back and tell his brothers and sisters, he's not a slave. He's your brother. And if you love me, you have to love him too. You see, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Luke. Following me means sometimes you have to break the rules. Be bold. Be different. Be confident. Now, you got it right, Luke. It's tough stuff to grasp, really tough. But when they do, when they figure it out, it's going to set them free. They'll be on fire. And finally, Luke would just look up at Jesus and say, so, do you want me to rewrite this whole thing? Soften it up a little bit, make it a little easier. And Jesus would say, no, Luke, it's my word. I'm sticking to it.